Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Everybody, we are back again. It's been an amazing, amazing day. I'm here with somebody who I really respect. Brandon Hurst is somebody who found his way as a different type of freelancer than what I usually work with. Brandon, tell us a little bit about your journey from being a student who hated school, which is kind of funny because you became a teacher back in school. Yeah. Wanting more, and now today things look incredibly different. Can you share with us a little bit about your backstory, and then we can dive on into how different things look today and what your special angle is compared to everybody else? Let's go for it.
Yeah, definitely. So, like, I started out as a student who didn't really know a path on where I wanted to go in life. Kind of didn't like going to school. I was one of those students who always skipped class and just kind of didn't really do a whole lot in school because I didn't enjoy it. But I did enjoy, like, the skill center where I was going, where I was able to go and get my hands on stuff and able to actually work with cars and do that kind of stuff. So I got really familiar with cars and kind of moved on from there. After that, I graduated high school. Luckily, I don't know how that happened, but it happened. And then I was able to start volunteering at the skill center that I love going to. So, like, I always had A's at the skill center, but then my other classes, I was barely getting my, I was happy if I got a D because I might have passed the class and I didn't have to deal with it anymore. So, but what I was able to do is, like, be a volunteer at the skill center when I was, after I graduated and all that. Then I just kind of had a knack for working with the different students in there and just enjoyed being there. So what happened is that a part-time position opened up. And they brought me in as a pro tech, which is basically an aid for the automotive programs there. There's an collision repair program. And with doing that, I was able to kind of like get in a feel for how the teaching skills went and all that. And did that for about 1.5 years. But I actually ended up teaching my first summer school class when I was 19. So, like, I went from graduating to teaching a summer school class and just kind of worked out to where they brought in a substitute who had their credentials, but then I ended up teaching the class. So it's kind of a weird scenario and definitely wasn't something I expected to do, but I was really good at it and I loved doing it. And it was just something different and I enjoyed. So kind of moved on to there. After the 1.5 years of doing the aid part of it, there's an open shop in the building. I said, hey, what if we do a mobile electronics class? And they're like, okay, there's no curriculum or framework in the state for it. So if you want to do it, write it. Like, okay. So ended up writing it and making the class and making my own class. And the next following year ended up having, or was able to start the class. So I became a full-fledged teacher upon that and had to go do college classes to get my actual credentials and all that for getting everything going through that. So I didn't really take like the right path to becoming a teacher either. So it was one of those things that I've just always found loopholes in different things to be able to work, figure out how I wanted to do it and just different things along those lines. So with that being said, like, I've never really taken the right way for things. So with doing like web design and all that now, I started on automotive before that and all that. I started working with websites way back in the day when I was like 14 and 16. I built a couple little forum websites for people that they needed it back then. But then I got into cars and just kind of put it on the side. I always kind of worked with a little bit with web design, so I've kind of kept up to date on different things here and there. So as far as going from teacher to web design, while teaching, I kind of worked with nonprofit Skills USA, and I was able to create a website for them, created the website for my school I was working at, and just kind of did a couple of little projects here and there. And it's like, hey, you know, I really still enjoy this. And then I started reaching out to different business owners and saying, hey, would you be interested? This is stuff I've done. So it was more like cold calling and reaching out to different people and seeing if I was able to build them a website. So I was able to help kind of build my portfolio out from there. And then around this time when I was looking at that, I found your program for the Social Media United, able to like check out like the social media things, because I figured, well, I could do the one-off projects and then also have like a month-to-month plan for social media, like organic reach and that kind of stuff. Found out I didn't really like organic content. It drove me nuts having to figure out stuff every day. I was like, ah, I'm not liking this. So I started looking more into the Facebook ads, and I liked that because I was able to track it. I was able to do whatever I wanted with the Facebook ads rather than just the organic part of it. So with my web design business that I've been doing, I was sort of doing some Facebook ads and working on that. Past couple of years of working my 9-to-5 teaching, it just wasn't as much. I didn't like it as much as I had. I'd kind of gotten to the spot where I could stay teaching and I could retire from there, but I didn't feel like that was what I was meant to do and just stay in one spot. Yeah. I was actually a principal for summer school 1 year. Found out that I liked doing the admin side of things, but then since I didn't take that normal side of going to college for like just the normal class and all that, I didn't have my BA or master's. So if I wanted to go into admin in the school, I'd have to go back to school for 6 years and back to, I don't really like school that much, so I don't want to do all that. Yeah.
You're like, no, I don't need school.
Yeah. And I looked into it and it's like, nah, I'm not into that. So I was like, well, let's continue working on this more of the, like the business side of things for the web design. So I kept doing that and kept finding more clients and more clients. And then got to the point where I'm like, hey, I can do this full time. So this last year, I ended up leaving my job at the Skill Center and then moving to doing this full time. That same month that I left, I was able to hit my first $10,000 a month, which was awesome and love that. I joined the Social Click back in February. And the thing about that, a lot of people think that you do just like the Facebook ads and the social media stuff, but we focus a lot more on like how to run the business in the Social Click. So that's definitely been helpful for me because I was able to take like my freelance stuff to build it into an actual business. So that's definitely been a fun journey so far.
There's been some amazing quotes already from this. One thing I have to do real fast, I have to move this sign because I keep accidentally putting my head in front of the O and it looks like there's a swear word behind me. So I need to move the things you learn on live video. I noticed that on the last one, then I forgot to move it. I loved your quote that was talking about not really wanting to do things the right way. You've always looked for a different way to do things. And I think you've had like almost a systematically, not rebellious, because that's not the right word. It's almost like a systematically consistent, I'm going to look for that, like you said, the loophole in everything. Yeah. So for example, yeah, if there's a training or something going on, you're like, I'm going to find the way that I can do this in my own method, which is really cool.
Yeah. And I think that's why like a lot of your trainings have worked for me because I can take what you do in like social media and then move that to how I'm doing it with the web design. So, I mean, it's been great that way because I can pinpoint the stuff that I need and then learn from what other stuff as well.
I love that. Now, one of the things that I've had the fortune of working with you, my video's getting kind of crazy here. I don't know exactly why, but you know what? That's the internet sometimes. So I've had the great fortune of working with you. And one of the things that was awesome is it was just like how you are. It was consistent. It was systematic. It was boom, 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 and then knocked out in exactly the way I would hope it would be. So it was just amazing work. What types of clients have you been working with in web design?
All sorts. I have a rabbit cage company that I've been working with. I have
really?
Like different coaches. I have different people, like a brewery. I have all sorts of different stuff going on right now. But it's all over the board. And it's really cool because I can go through and like build a website, but also learn about what they do with their company. So I've learned all sorts of different cool stuff about things. And I'm able to take some different like stuff from this kind of company, working into this and help with them say, well, I know that's not the same niche that you're in, but I'm able to give them ideas and all that as well.
One of the things too that has been amazing is you are one of the most reliable, consistent, committed people I've ever met. And I don't mean committed in that just because someone says, hey, this is what you need to do, you do it. When you decide in your mind, I'm going to commit to something, whether it's a client's project, whether it's a training, whether it's whatever it is, you're there and you follow through exactly how you committed to doing. And that's really, really, really hard to find in the world of websites. A lot of website designers, developers, hosting agencies, they're incredibly flaky. And so one of the things I found amazing is that since you joined the Social Click, every single person who works with you inside of the Social Click recommends you to everybody, because we know Brandon is rare. He is a reliable, consistent, yet not boring, because reliable, consistent, committed, sometimes that means someone who's very boring and disciplined or whatever, but yet creative. You're all of those things in one when it comes to websites, and that's not normal. And so what I'm saying is, if you're like, I'm looking for someone who does websites that I can trust, who's reliable, who's creative at the same time, who understands my vision, I'm straight up saying that Brandon is the person that you want to talk to for that. As you've been growing your business, it's interesting, because at first it was like, okay, this is a little bit of a hobby. And then your business ramped up pretty darn fast, and you were quiet about it, I think, until you hit $10,000 months. So everything from like when you applied for the Social Click all the way until the $10,000 month, I had no clue. I just knew you were on every call. You were going to be quiet. You weren't going to answer any boxers. You weren't going to box me. And then all of a sudden you showed up one day and hit a 10K month. What was the big, like, was there one massive breakthrough, or was it a series of things that led to the $10,000 month, the elusive $10,000 month?
So I'm fairly quiet as far as, unless I know exactly what I want to say. I don't like to just throw stuff out there unless I actually know what I'm talking about. That's kind of one of the things on why I'm kind of quiet along those lines. But one of the things that kind of was more of an aha for me, I guess, was, hey, I'm contracted out for this teaching year, and I'm going to be done until in June. If I don't have a plan by then, I have to do another year teaching. So it's not like, oh, well, I can quit in September or October. It's now I'm contracted out. So if I don't get it figured out, I'm going to have to actually get it done and go with it. So that was kind of my buckle down moment and just moving forward with that. Plus just having the motivation from like other people and seeing what they're able to do. It kind of opened up my eyes to saying, oh, no, I can definitely do it. It's not one of those things. I've seen other people do it. It's not something that can't happen. So that was one of the things that just kind of pushed me forward with that.
Yeah, I love that attitude so, so much. You can see like all the Click members are like on this right now, and they're leaving testimonials, because a lot of us have worked with you, and it's just enjoyable. It's easy. I like easy. I like fast, and let's just make some decisions and get going. Mm-hmm. One question I have for you is, as your business grows, has your clientele shifted, or what types of clients are you wanting to work with in this next season of life? You've hit a 10K month. Most website people would just love to hit a 10K month, but most solopreneurs, you don't see it happening. So I just have to say bravo to you. What shifts are happening now as you move towards whatever that next big goal is?
So right now I'm kind of working on, I have a lot of one-off projects that I do. So I'm moving towards figuring out like more of a passive income as well. So that way I can still continue to do my one-off projects, but then also have something that's more of a consistent base. So doing that, it's going to help me create like something that's coming in monthly that I don't have to do a whole lot with, but enough to basically still give value to people and make sure that they're getting everything that they need. But then it's also going to help me create basically take my revenue and continue moving on with that, and just kind of put them together to at least double it, if not a little bit more. I don't want to hire anyone currently, but when I get to the point where I have to, I'm sure I will. I like doing a lot of things on my own and doing that. So I know I'm going to get hit a point where I'm going to need to hire people, but until then I'm working on the passive income. So it helps free up some of my time. I'm working on building out systems in my business to help kind of create the tasks that I do constantly, make those a little bit easier, so I don't have to focus on them as much. So just kind of building different systems in there as well.
One of the things that you did that I love, I don't like to say the word right necessarily, because every person has a different path, but one of the things that you did that I always recommend is filling out your revenue runway first and foremost, building that so that it makes it easier to build the passive income, so that it makes it easier to launch a course. I know some people say only focus on one thing. I think a lot of us are very similar in that we like having a couple things going on. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's challenging. It's different.
Yeah.
As you've been growing, as you grew very quickly to the 10K month quietly, in what ways did either SMU or the Social Click support you in that process?
So one of the big things with being different in there is I'm able to help a lot of people. So by helping the people, I'm getting recommendations a lot from it because they see what I can do. And then when they don't, like, let's say if someone specializes in like Facebook ads, well, and they need someone to help with like integrating a pixel or setting up like a Facebook page, I don't know, a Facebook page, but setting up like a website page that integrates into their Facebook, that kind of stuff I can do. So I can hop on there and help out with it quite a bit. In the different groups, there's always questions like business style questions, and I can see those. So if I don't know the answer to it, I definitely go through and I follow those. That way I get those answers for myself too. I like to be able to communicate with people and just see what other people are asking, because there's a lot of people in there that ask questions that I don't even think about asking. So I'm like, oh, that, I don't know, but I should know now. So yeah. That's one of those things that I definitely enjoy the group for. I've gone through the different trainings, and like I could run my own social media management business easily for that. But I don't want to, because yeah. I don't enjoy it. And that was one of the things that kind of clicked for me. Is I love building websites. So I love doing that kind of stuff. And I like the Facebook ads. I don't like doing the organics. So it's just one of those things that I'm able to do all that. And the course helped me kind of pinpoint different things in there. Like I'm able to pull out finding like content areas for Facebook, like organic pages and all that, and then integrate that into what I do for web design. So if I'm trying to figure out how to fill out this page or learn more about it, I'm able to use a lot of the same kind of content that you help find for the organic stuff and use that for my web design stuff as well.
I love that so much. So one question I have for you is, let's say someone is on the fence about, like, let's say Social Media United. They mm-hmm. are like, I need a life change. And maybe they don't necessarily want to be a social media manager. Maybe mm-hmm. they just want to offer some type of service to clients. What would you say to that person? Because that's a very different person mm-hmm. than we normally reach out to.
Yeah, no, definitely. So yeah. I got it in there because I wanted to learn more about like a different way of doing things. Everyone I've ever talked to, like in person, all that, they've always done things a certain way. So the whole online business and doing everything online and creating like a business online, it's hard. It can be, but it can be a lot easier too. And like going into like Social Media United, it gives you the opportunity to see the options that are out there. There's a lot of people in that group that don't do social media, but they're still in the group because they want to learn about it or learn about different ways to either grow their business or they have questions about it. And I mean, even if you're just trying to take your Facebook content and make it better, it's great for that because it has all those other tips and tricks that you're able to do. But then also has the community there. So if you have a question about business or a question about how, like, I mean, I've seen people ask about different tax questions and that kind of stuff. And obviously none of us are tax professionals, but we know different resources that we can give out to people or send them different directions. And for that, for just about any kind of question you'd have for the online business world.
I love that so much. So I have one last question. People have been describing you on this. I mean, we have to go back to these because this is crazy. Brandon is amazing, so smart, reliable, consistent, committed, 100% trustworthy and gets the job done, always ready to help, gives advice and support to everyone in the click. My question to you, because some people are probably watching this and saying, oh my gosh, a reliable website builder, like, that's crazy. I need to reach out to him. Where can people learn more about you, Brandon?
They can go to behurst.com. That's my website. It's my company website. And if they are looking for more of just like quick little updates on the website, I can help out with that kind of stuff. One of the big things I offer to my clients too is website management. So it helps kind of like keep their website up to date and working at all times rather than having to reach out to someone when it breaks. So that's one of the things that you can definitely reach out for. You can message me on Facebook too. I'm always answering questions on Messenger. So any of those works for me.
I love it so much. Thank you so much for joining me, Brandon. And thank you to everyone for watching. And if you are on the fence and you say, maybe I could learn some of the things from Social Media United, even if I do graphic design or website design, whatever it is, it's a dollar to check it out. You don't have to stay. You can cancel after 7 days, or you might just fall in love and stay. So go to www.smutrial.com. I'll catch you guys later. Bye.
Thank you.